That shed, is that different from a barn? Is it more temporary?
Yes, well, it's open on one side.
I see. And that's just used for feeding, is that, or maybe get them out of the sun or something?
Well, so they have a little protection, they can get up in underneath the shed for, get out of the weather.
And then what would the barn be used for, as far as animals are concerned?
Well, they can keep them in there in stalls, or else use it for, well, like milking.
Okay.
If it, on the cow barn part, they used it for milking twice a day.
Okay.
And the horse barn had stalls.
Okay.
Where horses could be kept.
All right.
Permanently or temporarily.
Is there a special part or a special thing that animals eat from?
Trough.
Okay. Is that for all animals, or is there special terms for, like, bigger animals and smaller animals, or?
Well, for chickens and stuff, we had just pans.
Okay.
That they ate from.
Have you heard of something called a corn crib?
Yes, I've heard of them, but we don't.
Do you have any idea what that is?
Yeah, it's the one that I was familiar with was kind of a wooden structure, and they kept old corn cobs in there that they fed the animals in the wintertime.
But the animals don't eat from it?
No.
It's just a place to
keep it? It was storage.
Okay. Do you use bigger things to keep, say, corn or something in, big, tall structures?
Silos.
Do you know what a go-devil is? Have you heard that term?
Can't say that I do.
Okay. What about a feed bag?
Feed bags we used for the workhorses. If we were not going into the house for noon, like, they would take oats out to the field and...
You were talking about feed bags.
Oh, yeah, we used them on workhorses, and it was usually a cloth or leather roundish bag with a strap went over the top of the horse's head and slipped it across their ears.
Okay.
And they could eat oats out of it.
I want you to take a look at a couple of drawings I have. This first one is, well, I think you'll recognize it probably better than I do.
Bridle.
Right. If you could, I know these numbers aren't that hard to see, but if I could go through these numbers and you could give me what you would call it, what is number one?
Headband.
And number two?
Noseband.
And number three, right there.
Head stall.
Okay. Number four?
Oh, right there. Well, that's just the strap, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's trying to point at there. I don't know if it's this part. That would just be part of the strap, right?
Right.
Maybe it's these?
The buckle?
Okay.
These were adjustable, so you could adjust it to the size of your horse's head.
Okay. What about number five? They're trying to show that it goes around.
Reins.
Okay. And number six down here. They're just trying, I think, to show that they go around.
I don't know why they have that way, unless that's the reins going out that way.
Mm-hmm. What about number
I know what this is. This is a chin strap.
Yeah,
I don't know why they have it going further out, but this down here would be the chin strap.
Is that part of number six or five?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, they're trying to show that it sort of goes around like that.
Uh-huh. So that'd be your chin strap, and this would be your reins.
Five would be chin strap, six would be reins. What about seven?
Bit.
Okay, and number eight? Not sure what they're trying to show.